Welcome to Community Radio NIMFM.org. That is NIMFM.org. This interview we are broadcasting here is courtesy of Omega, one of our presenters, presently up at Shoalwater Bay Military Exercises Talisman Sabre 2007. And this interview has been done on TalkBack, courtesy of Bob and Jack's breakfast program on Friday morning to 22nd of June at around 11 o'clock.
And constant police surveillance and harassment. We've had a police escort, in fact.
Okay, Omega, you're live on the air. Omega, you're up there at Shoalwater Bay, is this correct?
Yes, this is right. We're reporting from Shoalwater Bay up here at the Peace Convergence Frontline Action. It's been really successful, actually. We've had a lot of media coverage. In fact, it's been on, it mentioned in Parliament, that seven people that walked onto the actual training ground on Monday, which is still missing in action there, by the way, and it's been mentioned in Parliament.
The seven people are still missing?
Yes. There's been another five that were arrested on there yesterday. They drew attention to the fact, to the press and the police, that it is very easy to get in there, and that the military reports that it's a publicity stunt are incorrect, and we have seven people in there, including a 68-year-old grandmother. Yes, and it's under very adverse weather conditions. Of course, you've probably got them down there. It's been very cold winds and raining quite hard.
So, what have you girls been up to up there?
We've been up to a lot. We've made a great presence. It's a bit frontline action in that we've been camping. We've been there's been large police numbers harassing us. In fact, we had a police escort home last night, an unwanted police escort home, and they've on several occasions they've pulled our car over. They've been wanting to see our ID. They've searched the car.
Is that because you're media, or just because you're there?
No, it's just because we're there. Graham Dunstan from Cyanide Watch got pulled over twice in half an hour.
Okay. So you being the missile, have you fired yourself at anything yet?
Well, yes, I've definitely fired myself. Frontline action. I've been in so much trouble that Gail's had to sign herself up as police liaison officer.
Is that right? So Gail signed on as police liaison officer.
She'd charm.
It was either that or we were going to get arrested. I was definitely going to get arrested.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, more than that, I've got my camera. It's a weapon.
Yeah,
and that
right.
intense stare I have. I've tried it on.
Good on you.
Okay.
A few words of criticism, of course. Naturally, yep. I have refused to give my name and address, and they even had the hide to ask me. I said I live in the park in Nimbin. They had the hide to ask me my age.
So what's next, Omega? What are you guys going to aim yourself at this morning?
We're aiming ourselves at the actual site. We've been protesting outside the barracks in Rockhampton yesterday.
Yep.
And today we're back off out to the training area, which is a huge area. And we've been at the front gate. We've all had our vehicles. I've had my bag, and we've all been searched out the front of the gate on Monday. And we're going back there with a much bigger crew. Yeah, there's over 100 local people from the Northern River have made the protest. Well, we've got a huge influx last night and today.
Go. So when does the actual exercise start taking place?
It's already been taking place.
Okay.
There's been lots of military vehicles. Of course, I've been thrilled to be able to film them all with Benny Zabel and Cyanide Watch waving flags in the background and a few more sort of intense protests. But in the next few days, I think we'll see some serious action. I'll be firing myself back on the front line today as explosively as I can. Yes, we are definitely the rent-a-mob, Northern Rivers rent-a-mob, standing between injustice and freedom. Love to everyone in Nimbin. We missed you all. We love you. Bye.
Great work, girls.
Love you too, girls.
Thank you for your interest in these matters of military exercises in Australia. My name is Martin. I'm the editor. I'm part of the team for this period where our three presenters, Gail, Omega and Adrian, are trying to cover the event for the grassroots media, because you won't hear much on the corporate media at all. If you want to contact us, you can write to us nimfm@nimfm.org. You can also check out other podcasts on this matter and other interviews from Latin American news, as well as satire and regular local news coverage programs. We are podcasting on nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com. Nimbin is NIMBIN, and Libsyn is as in Liberated Syndicate. My name is Martin. Thank you for your interest. Catch you next time.